It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has forced hundreds of people out of their homes in Garfield and Eagle counties, and even more are on pre-evacuation notice. CPR's Tina Sieg spoke to a couple waiting to hear if they should flee their home.
Ranchers Tim and Karen Truelove have been seeing the giant plume of smoke for days, billowing a few miles from their home near Glenwood Springs. Tim says they've also been watching a live feed of the fire from a camera on a peak outside of town.
There's little spot fires everywhere, so an ember travels a half mile, boom, you got another fire.
Truelove used to be a fire chief in nearby Carbondale, and he says the fire conditions are, quote, as bad as it gets. In Glenwood Springs, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's no timetable yet for when I-70 might reopen through Glenwood Canyon. It's been shut down since the Grizzly Creek fire started nearby earlier this week. Public Information Officer Mary Cernicek says there are many reasons the road is closed.
It's the smoke. It's the rolling debris that's coming down the hillsides. It's the fact that there's heavy equipment and, you know, big fire engines that are staged on the interstate that are moving about. They need that space to operate.
The Grizzly Creek fire has burned 14,000 acres just outside of Glenwood Springs. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has burned some 69,000 acres. And another fire is burning in Larimer County. The Cameron Peak fire was first spotted Thursday afternoon, and by evening it grew to more than 1,500 acres. That fire has forced the closure of State Highway 14 through Poudre Canyon. Several neighborhoods and campgrounds around Red Feather Lakes have been evacuated, and other residents are under voluntary evacuations. One of the longest-running rodeos in the country will go on this year in Gunnison. Local health officials are allowing the event to proceed, but without spectators. Cattlemen's Day's organizer Kevin Koblenz says rodeo officials raised more than $150,000 that will offset lost revenue during the pandemic.
To me, this gives our community a victory. You know, in this day and age, you know, victories are far and few between, but it's a win for our community and it's a win for our way of life.
The event over Labor Day weekend will be televised on the Cowboy Channel. It's 41 degrees in Gunnison and getting into the 80s this afternoon, currently 63 in Denver. This is CPR News.